Welcome to Prince Watch, the all-inclusive podcast for the upcoming How Blood Prince film. My name is Aaron, also known as Ari Brother on the Chamber of Secrets forums.
I'm Vince, also known as Master of Death on the Chamber of Secrets forums. Welcome back to Prince Watch. We're here for our next episode, episode 12.3.
We haven't been here in a few weeks, so we have to catch up on a few things, and we've had a new set of character posters, as well as a couple of TV spots, and there's been another couple of things which we'll cover later in the show. So first up, we have these four new character posters. One is of, well, first off, they're all in black and white, which I think is quite a cool effect.
Maybe, a little bit. I mean, they're not exactly black and white. They're just a little bit more washed out, you know? Like, well, not washed out, but it's like it has a certain tone to it, like a...
Yeah.
I like it, though. It's kind of dramatic, you know?
Yeah. So the first one is of Harry and Draco. Then we have Dumbledore and Snape. And then we have Hermione and Slughorn, then Ron and Greyback.
Yep.
And they did that kind of the good guy and the bad guy in the background sort of thing.
Well, except for Slughorn, I'm not really bad guy.
But you don't really know that coming into the... If you see the person not really knowing. But they've kind of... Well, I actually don't care how much they build up Snape as a bad guy in this film, because ultimately he is a good guy, and is, you have to make the audience think he's a bad guy, really.
Well, no, actually, I think you should make them think that he's a good guy until the end of this movie, because then, you know, they'll be shocked when he kills Dumbledore. Right?
They're still going to be shocked, but, like, I think the main shock has to be in Deathly Hallows, because personally, I think that's where the book kind of faltered. Because I think there was too much main shock on the Half-Blood Prince turning from good to bad, and it was too, it was too predictable to that he would become good in the end, because you always thought he was, like, good.
Okay, I think I know what you're saying. Yeah. But still, you know, there should still be some doubt. You know, like, are we not too sure?
Yeah, they still
throughout this film.
They still have ambiguity.
Ambiguity. Yeah.
Ambiguity. Yeah. But like, that he's built up as a bad character. Like some people say, oh no, they're gonna ruin the ending. But people still think he's kind of good. So to see it as bad, you're thinking maybe he isn't. Maybe he is, and that actually builds up the ambiguity.
Then when he kills him, you know, then it's he's a bad guy all the way. You know? And then there should be no doubt at all in the audience's mind after that. Yeah. I do like how they're on this together. This is probably my favorite of all the new ones here.
Yeah.
The Dumbledore and Snape, and Dumbledore even has this kind of slightly like a sinister look too. I think right a little bit. And Snape has almost like a pained expression, you know, which is actually what is really happening. You know, Dumbledore is the planner, and Snape is the pawn. You know, so this actually captures that, and which is the truth of what's going on.
Yeah,
you know, so it's kind of cool. Yeah,
it was also good to see Harry and Draco on the poster instead of seeing Harry and Dumbledore showing the different storylines there.
Yeah, I guess. Harry is fighting Draco in this film, basically. So, yeah, that's good to have them there.
And then there's the random pairing of Hermione and Slughorn.
No, I'm not really sure how they fit together.
They're just miscellaneous characters that have some sort of... Well, they do have some sort of connection in the film, but it's not that major.
Yeah, she's in the Slug Club. She's like a star a member, so.
Yeah, but it's just a minuscule connection that they thought they could build on, but it's not really. Yeah. Just because they're minor characters that need to post together. Well, Hermione's major, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but the character in the background doesn't have to be that major.
Yeah.
Like, in the background of the poster.
And we saw Greyback on the poster. This kind of surprised me they chose him, but I have to say he looks a lot scarier in the poster than anywhere else.
Well, he looks like a werewolf who's been transformed. You know? He doesn't even look like a regular guy at all.
Well, I suppose that a human who likes to act like a werewolf, even when he's not, would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a problem. Just just an observation. Yeah.
It's really good direction.
Yeah, and they really did beef up his role in the film. He's going to be in a lot more scenes than he was in the book. So.
Yeah.
Because, in the book, he was only at the end, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I figured
out that he is in more scenes than Bellatrix. That is
because Bellatrix is in Spinner's End.
No, because he's in the start scene and Morgan and
Bert. She's not in the start scene at all, is she? Bellatrix isn't in there.
So we haven't seen her. She could be, but she doesn't make as much of a impact. As
impression, I guess. Yeah, her first real is in the Spinner's End, I think.
She's in the Attack of the Burrow and then the end scene.
Yeah.
Which Greyback's in both of those too.
Yeah, true. So I think it's about equal amount.
Yeah, just
screen time.
But they have built up both of those characters, actually, because they were just at the end, apart from Bellatrix and Spinner's End,
Bellatrix was only in Spinner's End in the book, wasn't she?
She wasn't even in the end, was she?
Yeah, no. She wasn't even on the tower. I think she was only in that one scene in the book, in Spinner's End.
So, should we move on to some TV spots?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So, I think it was last week now, we got our first TV spot. And this was pretty exciting, because it was like...
Yeah, it was.
The trailers were over, so now we had our TV spot.
It's the next phase. It's the TV spots.
And this first one did give out quite a lot of new shots. In particular was the waitress scene. We got to see quite a bit of that, and the hospital wing as well.
This focused more on the romantic side of the film, which is kind of a breath of fresh air, because most of the trailers have been on the dark stuff, so it was about time we got something up there.
It's just a lot of people complained because they didn't really realize that the TV spots only focused on one element of the film, really.
Yeah, I don't know why they were complaining. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. And I'm not even one for the romance, and I enjoyed it anyway.
Yeah, this film's going to be really good for that balance of romance.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. All the dark scenes seem really, really dark and intense, and then all the light scenes seem really funny and engaging.
So now we've seen the waitress scene, that scene that just cropped up, I think it was end of last year, and we were like,
a picture of there, right? We got that one screenshot of the waitress.
It was the report, set reports.
Oh, the report.
And they were like, there's a scene with a waitress. And
That's going way back now. Wow. I vividly remember all that, and we were all upset. Oh my God, how is he, why is he flirting with a waitress, and what the hell is this about? And, That's completely not in his, it's not in character, and blah, blah, blah.
blah, blah, blah.
And I'll bet, you know, I think that we made a bigger deal of it than it really is.
I do think that there's not going to be much more than what was shown in this TV spot. And that TV, that's going to be probably like 30 seconds of the film, basically.
Yeah, and really, though, she's flirting with him, and then he's feeling, you know, all shy and, you know, awkward.
The only thing I may have an issue with was him checking his breath.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it added that human, you know, side to his character, you know what I mean? Like, he's a regular kid, you know, that he would be shy about facing a girl, you know, and checking his breath like that. I don't know, it just enriched the character for me a little bit, you know, in the films. Just makes it more, relatable, you know?
Yeah. And we also saw Dumbledore asking Harry about a certain girl.
Yeah. I see in the film, I think he's talking about Hermione, actually, but in this TV spot, it makes it seem like he's talking about Ginny.
Which is quite sneaky. You learned about this scene from the test screening from Rachel.
Yep.
And it does bring some interest. I actually think this is the scene where Dumbledore was going to say, there was this girl I liked back in school.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It was either this scene or the scene in the hospital wing, which I think that scene, that line was cut.
See, I always thought that it was in the beginning of the film with the waitress. Like, he was going to look at the waitress and say, oh, I had a, I once a girl look like her or something.
Dumbledore's outside, and Harry goes outside to Dumbledore.
Well, he knows, that Harry's in there, so he must be able to see through, into the cafe.
I'm happy that line's cut then, because I didn't want too much of a big deal about the waitress.
Yeah.
If that was where it was.
I guess we will never
know.
Truly know unless, where it is.
Unless they post the script on online. I hope they do, because it was really disappointing they didn't with the other films apart from Chamber of Secrets and Prisoner of Azkaban.
Well, they had certain
did have certain sections of Order of the Phoenix, but there was only certain bits.
Script,
That was like leaks, like Half the Prince.
Yeah, right. I like that. You know, that he asked him about his relationship to Hermione. Just, I can't explain it. Like, it kind of breaks that fourth, not the fourth wall, but like that third wall a little bit, you know, so, because I mean, like, they're not only talking about this big mission he has to do, you know, like, there is a time for the little, subtle moments, like about, you know what I mean, their relationship is about the big stuff, like, you gotta get this memory or the world's gonna end, blah, 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 you know, like.
Yeah, it brings some light stuff to a dark scene, is that what you mean?
Yeah, and also helps with their relationship, you know, with the Harry and Dumbledore relationship in this film. Yeah. Making a more of a, like a grandfatherly kind of vibe to it. You know, or even a father and son thing. You know, like, and Harry feels kind of like, slightly awkward about, like, you know, like he doesn't know how to talk to him about that kind of thing, you know, like, no, we're just friends, you know, like, he's a little shy with it.
Yeah. Plus bonus points for killing the Harmonians.
Yep. Yeah. And I know that there are many people who just follow the films who think that Harry's going to wind up with her, so it would be nice to have that, but once and for all, have it be, cleared up, you know, that he's not attracted to her at all, and that they're just, friends.
Yeah. But the next and probably last part of this TV spot that was really new was the hospital wing, which we saw for the first time. And to be honest, this was probably one of the parts I wanted to wait to see, because it was like the last scene we hadn't seen anything of. In the back of my mind, I knew that probably...
It's not that anymore.
Yeah, in the back of my mind, I thought this. I knew this would never happen. I knew there wouldn't be a scene we wouldn't see anything of. there probably is like a small scene we haven't seen anything of, I can't think of. But this was like the big scene we hadn't seen anything of. But now I have seen it, I'm like...
Well, yeah. We haven't seen nothing of the book, you know, the Half-Blood Prince book.
Like, we've only seen like
I was looking through the book.
Yeah, we've only seen that second release picture of him in the common room. And the first release picture of him coming into the dorm.
But not him when he's actually using it, you know, when he's up through the pages and...
But that's the only time we've ever seen the book.
Yeah.
It's like they forgot it after the third picture.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to make people not realize what it's about or something.
Oh, no, I don't think it's... it's not going to be that...
Yeah, it's not that important, really.
Yeah. Like the a lot of the test screeners were actually disappointed in that. That it was such a minor plot in the film.
Well, it's such a minor plot in the film, in the book. Honestly.
Yeah, I know, it is.
I was like, why is it even called the Half?
I know, it should be called, like, Harry Potter and... And the ultimate
and the
memory.
But those titles sound so lame, so...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Memory of Doom or something.
Anything that has Doom in the title, I'm not buying, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
And we got to see Dumbledore's quirkiness in
the
end.
Finally, you know, he has some whimsy, you know. He's not all dark and grim.
It was quite nice to see that happen.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I actually can't wait for that full scene. Like, I've seen it written down by Rachel, and that looks like a great scene to laugh at, mainly.
Yeah, it does. We got our first glimpse of Jesse Cave as Lavender Brown. What do you think of her in that one line? Well, you know, not our first glimpse, but our first real line from her in the film.
I have a weird feeling of her. Oh, I've just heard her speak in interviews. That's why I feel like I've heard her before.
Yeah, I guess, but, you know, we never really saw her actually as the character. I mean,
yeah,
you know, speaking as the character.
That I really have no opinion, really.
I think she'll do a good job, you know, what it's worth.
You can't really opinionate it off that 2 seconds you saw. So, next TV spot, I suppose. There wasn't really anything new in this. It came out last night. And
there was nothing new.
Nothing. It was just the fourth trailer mixed up into...
A Mark Day edited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think our film's going to be a minute long, though.
I hope not.
Yeah. There's nothing, really. It was a neat TV spot overall. I mean...
I'll get to see on, if you're flipping through the channels on TV and...
If you didn't go to the theaters, didn't see the trailer, if you just saw this on TV, it would interest you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really all for those TV spots.
Was there anything else you wanted to discuss or debate?
And there has also been a second featurette floating around American cinemas. Hasn't come online yet.
I can't understand why it hasn't come online.
The last one, it came out in early February, came online late February. This one came out early May, so I'm thinking it'll come out in a few days.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Well, I'm not. Don't take my word for it, honestly. Because that only came out because it only came out online because an Australian morning show showed it on their show. That's the only reason it came online.
Yeah. Now this one is going to have a lot of spoilers in this one.
Yeah, lots of new footage. Like,
We might even hear my favorite line of the entire series. I'm not worried, Harry, I'm with you, which might have changed.
I think they were paraphrasing. Or they forgot what the line was.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because,
I don't know.
I have to say, with this new TV spot, the first one, I noticed that when Rachel was writing her description about the hospital wing scene, she wrote that Dumbledore said, oh, the pangs of teenage love or something like that.
Right. Oh, the pangs of teenage romance, right.
And I think she was just paraphrasing because she couldn't remember it. Because he did not say that.
Or they had a different take in the end, the final film. Yeah, a lot can have been changed.
Of course, I could just ask her. But I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
But see, they do change. They do paraphrase. The people that just see it and write a report. I am thinking that they didn't change that because it just doesn't sound right, to be honest.
Yeah, no, come on. I'm okay, Harry. I'm with you. That's just completely.
I honestly think they're paraphrasing. Anyway, other things from that featurette that we can look forward to are Slughorn chair transformation. That'll be interesting to see.
Oh, and that's another thing that we haven't seen before, and that was going to be the only thing that we would see in the film first, but now that's not going to be the case anymore.
Well, when you go to the film, you do see a lot of new things. Like, you see all the scenes in full.
Yeah.
Like, watch the Azovids. There's lots of big gaps in them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out, like, what's going on in the whole middle of the film, really? I mean, how could it take up 2 hours? I don't see it. Like from what we have in the list, that could be done in, like, 1 hour.
Maybe they just got Mark Day to edit differently.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, instead of the big
chunk. Or we have longer scenes, which is good.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah, the last film was just, chop, chop, chop.
I think that was the Michael Goldenberg's writing style, because I noticed with the scripts from last time that his scenes were very short. He had 4 scenes on 1 page.
There was a lot more actually going on in the last film. Now this one is a lot more... chilled out. It's a lot more slower.
There's not much happening in this one, actually. To be honest, that one actually only had 1 or 2 storyline strands, whereas this one has quite a lot more.
No, but there's always, something new that was being, had to be established and all that. You had the whole... the Order of the Phoenix. You had the prophecy. You had Harry's dreams and the whole connection to Voldemort and all that. So it was a lot more. While this one, you just have the romance and the memories, which has been pared down to 2. So,
and you've got Draco. You've got.
Yeah, but it's more in the background until the end. Like it's
we've
more Halo
Club. That's important too.
I guess, but it's not it could be established in a much more of a flowing way. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't have to.
I, Can I also say, I also think that it's more flowing sort of way is Steve Bruce's style.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is why I fear him.
Oh god, it was so awkward.
I think we've gone a bit off topic. What were we talking about? The featurette, the second one that hasn't come online
yet.
there was also...
Well, we haven't seen it yet. How can we
we saw a report. I'm trying to remember what else. There was also shots of...
I have watched you growing up into a young man, Harry. Was that it?
Yeah, I don't know when that line will be. It'll be interesting to see where that line is. We see the shot of the wings of the podium come out.
We do, right.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, I think it might be. I mean, I could search for it, but I'm lazy.
That's okay. Well, get there when it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we actually got a date now for the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And I am so happy for that. Yep.
I forgot about that.
And it's coming out on July...
The 7th.
And I am so excited about that. I can't wait. I'm going to buy it the day it comes out. I am incredibly relieved that it's not going to be a day before the movie comes out, because now that was the case for the last film. And I'm a soundtrack geek, so I like to listen to the soundtrack as, you know, separate from the movie, and I like to, like, give it a few days or so to, sink in and stuff, so, yeah, I'm happy about that.
And another date that got confirmed recently for something I'm excited for, I don't know the actual date, but I know the week of it, the Harry Potter
the game.
And the Half-Blood Prince game comes out the week of June the 30th. I'm thinking it comes out July the 2nd here, but I'm not really sure. It comes out around then.
Do you think that you'll be able to finish the game before the movie comes out?
I did for Order of the Phoenix. I played
it. Oh, you did? Wow, that's a big game.
I played it in 2 days.
But that's a huge game, isn't it?
Not really. I didn't finish 100%. I just finished up to Voldemort. I finished Voldemort.
The main plot thread. Yeah.
I still haven't finished 100%. I can't finish the chess games. They're horrible.
Do you think that they'll have a cutscene of how do I say it? Because my mom's here. I think. You know what?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the TV in my room is still going to be here. It's been here since my grandma was staying in my room. I'm hoping it's still going to be here so that no one can be spoiled.
I'm not going to let my mom play the game. Yeah, not that she plays video games or anything like that.
Because last year I was playing Order of the Phoenix out in the living room, and actually no one saw the movie until Christmas.
Oh, wow. Me.
Yeah, because I went with my grandma. And
right.
No one wanted to go see it with me. It was so sad.
Aw, I'd go with you if I lived in New Zealand.
So they all saw it on Boxing Day, actually, the day after Christmas.
And who are you going to see Half-Blood Prince with this year?
I have no idea yet. I'm still working out things. I still don't know when I'm seeing it. All I know is I'm going to see it on July the 15th.
So, was there anything else you wanted to talk about in the episode?
No. No.
Maybe the final trailer, because I get my my feelings about it.
Oh, were you not on then? Gosh.
Nope. Okay. My feelings about the final Half-Blood Prince trailer.
Gosh.
Wow. Mind blown, completely blown away. My eyes were burning, my ears were everything about me was blown away. That was the most amazing, the greatest trailer I've ever seen in my life, and I am not exaggerating. The greatest trailer ever, in my opinion. That was superb. It made all the other trailers look like a crap film, actually, and that is saying something, because all of the trailers for this film have been pretty amazing, but this one, just wow, epic. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the flow and say epic.
Yeah. So, are we wrapping up finally?
Yes.
So, I think that's that.
I think that's that as well.
So, time...
That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, time to say goodbye. See you in...
See you again on episode...
12.4.
No, I mean, 12.3.1.
Yeah, sure. 12.4 is the real number. Yeah. By the way, episode 13 will be July the 10th, just so you know when this madness will end.
It will never end. We're doomed.
So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's over.
I happen to be his girl. Okay. I think you cut that out.
Yeah, I'll change it. Yeah. I think...
Once this is over, I'm not going to be... I'm still going to be a fan.
Definitely not.
I'm not going to start a podcast about it.
I'm going to say exactly the same thing.
And I'm not going to start a list about it, and I'm not going to be in the forums every day talking about it.
Someone else has already started a list. It's not us.
Yep. It's not us. It's a boy named Riddle. the world now knows him by another name. The Deathly Hallows List guy.
And I can't change my accent. Do you want me to speak like this or this or...
Do you want me to speak like this?
Do you want me to speak like an American? I don't even know how to speak like an American.
I don't even know how to speak like a Brit.
Like a Brit? I don't even know how to speak like a Brit.
I can't speak like a girl. I get it, Brit.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of scary how obsessed I am about this film. Like, I'm in the middle of class, trying to do my work, and I have the full trailer playing in my head. I mean, honestly, it just...
Oh, that's cute.
It's annoying sometimes. Like, I'm there trying to do my calculus, and all I have is, it's over.
You must not fail, Ari. You must not fail your tests.
Yeah.
You must not fail. Now you're the chosen one.
17 months? That's a long time.
Oh my god,
That's just for me. You've been longer.
Yeah, ever since July 2007.
22 months.
2 years, man. 2 years. All focused on him. I think I've earned my geek stripes. I think I'm a true nerd now.
Smile, it's only 1 month and 30 days.